Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm really good tonight. It's really good out. It's pouring with rain here and very cold, but other than that, I'm very happy.
Oh, ick.
Ick! We had to put the heat on.
Oh, my Lord. I had to put the air on today.
Well, we've got global cooling up here, and you've got global warming, so...
No, we're pretty normal.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, we are. So tonight's show is You Are a Living Crystal. And so because many people have been asking about placing the crystals for the Stargate and all the experiences people are having and contacting me with, it's pretty amazing. So the team did an incredible channeling the other day and really explained so much more. So we're going to let them talk to all of you tonight about this. And show dedication is to the assistance, all assistance possible for the opening of the Stargate, and blessings to everyone that participates in any capacity that you're capable. we had, and you know, you must have flown right through that, Veronica, the equinox and the full moon, and I was fine, Veronica, when I was calling you from the mute you and Bob from the music store. On the way home, I could not see.
Oh, really?
I could not see. I could barely keep my car on the road. And I was like, oh, crap. I'm going to get pulled over. And they're going to want to know what's wrong with me, and there's no way I'm going to be able to explain this. No, I've had a hard time seeing all day, a difficult time seeing all day long. So it's been a very interesting challenge. I do feel like my hair is standing on end and that I could probably power a city if appropriately connected. We won't go into that. So
I just feel like things are so fast and... And people are, you know, the people in my life are all going through such horrendous things, a lot of which is solving itself very fast, but is quite intense, you know?
Very intense. Mm-hmm. It feels so accelerated and, as you said, with such intensity that, I would agree with you. I have things going on in various little pockets. My son, who is launched into this dream life, and when he's getting up at 5 o'clock every morning to come out and talk to me in my private time, I know in the dark.
Get up early?
Huh?
He doesn't normally get up early.
No, not at 5. No, he would normally whine all over the place, but he has so much to share that he's already in bed. So everybody's flying right now. It's very intense, and I'm seeing a lot of people hitting, especially people who are in addiction, mm-hmm. hitting the wall with addiction and the rage that the addiction is you know, covering, thank you. And, boy, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whatever, I'm seeing people who are addicted to drama with, I mean, literally a dump truck backed up to their house and just, you know, even, you've heard them with the backing up sound. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's and rage. Hmm. People hitting rage. So it's or injustice or trauma. I mean, just everything. It's amazing to me.
Are your people coming to those peaks and then getting through it quite quickly?
Well, these are just people I know. These aren't even clients.
Well, they probably see you're powering up the world with your energy, and they probably are jealous.
I don't think so, but, you know, whatever.
Or you're powering up their shadow, maybe.
I have no idea. I'm really trying to steer clear if you want to know the truth. Trust me, I'm not trying to fix them. No, because I see that they have to, there's a purpose for what's happening right now. And, you know, if we don't get it one way, we will get another. You know that one.
Mm-hmm. If you don't cooperate with the feeling, it'll blow you
off. Oh, yes. And other people's children, friends. Again, these are more friends than clients. I'm not seeing it so much of clients at all, but definitely with friends. And, you know, old friends that I've known for a long time, or their children, or, you know, whatever. In some cases more closely associated to me than they have been. So I want to share this piece from, it's just an excerpt from Pam Youngin's North Point Astrology Journal. I did send this out with a show announcement, but there was a part in here that I thought was so powerful. This lunation that we're in right now triggers the energies of our recent cardinal T-square. The moon in early Aries conjoins Uranus and Jupiter in late Pisces. The sun conjoins Saturn in early Libra. Pluto, Sisha, blah, 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 okay? Squaring all the aforementioned planets. One primary difference between the summer's T-square and this configuration is that Pluto, the planet of transformational change, is now moving direct, and so may be more focused on outer manifestations than he was 2 months ago.
Oh, my. Does that mean, like, oh, that's going to be quite dramatic, maybe, eh?
Yes. Also in our world as well as our personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
And third, in the category of last but not least, and I love this, the sun is aligned with a supergalactic center at the time of the full moon. And I think that's why I'm so... and the SGC is the point around which more than 30 galaxies orbit, including our Milky Way galaxy. Now, that's big. When we're talking cosmic, anyway. I mean, that's just gigantic. Astrologer Stephanie Austin, in this month's issue of Mountain Astrologer magazine, writes that the supergalactic center functions as a homing beacon, a transmission of stellar intelligence, streaming across millions of light years, impelling us to embody the energies encoded in our birth chart. In other words, our destiny. And it goes on. Mary Elizabeth Jockman's in her publication entitled An Introduction to Karmic Galactic Astrology says this. Here is a releasing of all past karma.
Yay!
A connection with the soul's higher purpose is sought. Seeking one's center and inner balance and listening to the voice of the center is more important than all else in life. And boy, I can attest to this. Yet all that comes through must be balanced with the physical, logical, practical, livable aspects of life. This is where the seeding of the soul into the physical body takes place. This alignment of an already potent full moon with the supergalactic center provides even more evidence that this week may be an important turning point for many of us. In particular, I'm seeing a correspondence between the releasing of past life karma and the alignment of Uranus and Jupiter in Pisces. Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, corresponds with the 12th house of the horoscope, the house of karmic resolution. As Uranus and Jupiter align in Pisces, the energies of liberation and expansion are focused on the release of what has come before and in preparation for a new beginning. The Uranus-Jupiter alignment and this full moon are providing considerable support for this release. How that manifests in mundane reality will vary from person to person, of course. But it feels to me that the potential for breakthrough is at a grand, shall we say, cosmic scale this week.
Yay! We want that!
I absolutely. I was so excited when I was just like, you know, it's what I'm feeling, and I'm so immersed in preparation for the intensive and still, you know, doing sessions every day, and then running around doing sound equipment with your lovely partner. Hello, Bobby, I love you. And
how's your social life?
Well, oh, you know, you would ask me that. I decided last weekend I would go ahead and have a date. Okay?
Oh, goody.
Oh, no. It, with all that I've got going on, and I thought, you know, I have absolutely no business going out with anybody. My energy, when I get prepared for an intensive, my energy gets really, really big. And I have to be very careful when I go anywhere that I don't blow people out, or as you say, trigger them or whatever, because I'm literally in preparation to bring all these huge energies in. And so I pretty much try to stay away from everybody so I don't piss them off. You know? So usually I bring my son as a shield. Here, isn't he cute? You know? So anyway, I decided to have this date, and the whole time I'm thinking, I really shouldn't be doing this. And he managed to make me angry before I ever actually met him, which I thought was very interesting. And I refused to go inside to this bar and restaurant. I wanted to sit out on the patio because I couldn't. There is no way I could be inside a facility like that that's primarily drinking, and there's some slot machines in the bar and stuff like that. That just energetically, there's no way I could do it right now. So I wanted to sit outside on the patio, and I don't think we were together maybe 5 minutes before he got into politics. And I looked at him and I said, I just want you to know this is not going to work. He jumped right in there with politics and started, and I thought, okay, all right, this is not a good plan, and I knew it before I got here. And then, and he said, well, you know, you have this big shield around you. And I thought, you think? It's actually
well, there's
for
a good
your...
reason for that.
Yeah, right. And anyway, so needless to say, I am not having a social life. It's not good for the public.
Date turned into a raisin.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, yes, no, definitely not a good idea. Not a good idea at all.
Well, at least you tried. That's all right.
Well, it was just very poor timing. I knew better than to go try to do anything like that under these circumstances. Okay, I've had people mention, and this is Wendy, that there are people out there that may not understand what the Stargate is. And I'm finding this very interesting. I got an email from somebody who said that their friend in New Zealand got scared. They were all excited about placing the crystals. Then they got scared and backed off altogether. And I thought, huh, well, what is this triggering? And so I kind of sat down with the team, and it's very interesting because in the unconscious, we carry, your word, cellular memory of different times in the history of humans where many different races came and messed with our DNA and RNA. And, you know, we carry, I don't know, anywhere from 12 to 20-something different species in what they call our junk DNA. Plus, there have been other races that we've been very unhappy with that we still carry some real issues about. And it's in the unconscious. We're not evil. We don't recognize it necessarily as coming from the unconscious or coming from a very long history, not only on our planet, but in the cosmos. So I think it's interesting that it has triggered fear for some people, which... You know, I try to understand every point of view, and I certainly acknowledge they're right, and I don't, it's not about me being critical. If it's right for you, great. If it's not, that's fine, too.
But I think I told you that a woman that I know pretty well was very afraid of this conversation.
That was last week, yes. That came up last week, and I've had somebody since then. Although I didn't speak with them directly or correspond with them directly, they were a friend of somebody who's coming to the intensive and lived in New Zealand. A lot of people have asked about the crystals again, so I'd like to go through this one more time, especially because of the experiences that people are having, which are really dynamic, and so that people can understand why they're having them and what's really going on. From the minute you actually buy the crystals, you literally step into the energy of this experience, and for some people, even before they get there. When you go to buy the crystals, let's assume that you're buying them, and I would, you know, let's assume that you're buying crystals. Some people are using some of the crystals they already own. As long as those crystals are willing to participate and want to participate together, great. Regardless of whether you use crystals that you have in your house or in your yard, or if you go and buy them, you know, pick up each crystal, ask if it's willing to participate, and trust the answers that you get. You know, some people are, that's one. Two, once you've got them assembled, depending on whether or not you're going to place two crystals, four crystals, six crystals, whatever you've decided, put them all together in your hands and hold them as a group and see if they're all willing to work together. I got a very interesting email tonight from Laura, who said, you know, I've got all my crystals, but there's one crystal that says it's a seed crystal and doesn't want to hold the energy of the Stargate, but it wants to be there. Well, that's very telling, and it's also, and she feels that when she holds that crystal, it activates all her chakras. And her question was, do I bring this to the intensive? The answer is yes. Absolutely. Absolutely, and I recommend those people that are coming to the intensive, bring your crystals, those ones that you feel want to be there. Now, I mean, you know, don't bring a suitcase for crying out loud. You know, you'll never get on a plane with all of them. But certainly, bringing crystals is a wonderful idea. I have one that wants to sit by me and during the entire intensive. Once you get them, go home, put them in sea salt and warm water 4 hours. Then put them outside 24 hours. Okay, sun, doesn't matter if it's cloudy, had that question, and moon and stars. Okay, very important to do this. Then program them. And I'm going to go over this one more time for all of you who know how to do this. I'm so sorry to bore you, but it is important. Get a little magic marker, okay? Every crystal has facets on it, those little sharp triangular things, okay? If it's a single, what they call single terminated crystal, it has, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 facets up at the top. If it's a double term, it's got them up the top, double terminated top and the bottom. So mark the first facet that you work with and rub your thumb over it. I lovingly clear you of all previous programs, except any program that you carry that may be important for the opening of the Stargate. Then go on to the next one. Same thing. All the way around, the reason you mark the first facet is so when you get to it, you don't redo it again, which comes in very handy when you go to program. Okay, programming. Go back over the facets with your thumb. I lovingly program you for, again, opening the star, whatever you feel, but opening the Stargate. World peace. I mean, you know, healing of planet Earth, elimination of hunger, end of wars, whatever comes to you, connection with all of our star family, unity and oneness of all of creation, all sentient beings. These are all ideas that you can place into each crystal. They don't have to be the same for each crystal. They can be whatever you feel. And trust your intuition. Once you have them programmed, and assumably before you've gone to do all this, you have identified where you want to put them, I would really recommend that everybody put one or two in your yard. Okay? I would do that last, not first. Again, just a recommendation. When do you find the places that you want to go to place these crystals? Bring a little trowel, which is the little shovel thing that you have for your garden. You know, not the big shovel, but the little shovel that, you know, you put perennials, you bury perennials with. You know, you dig a little hole and stick the flower in there. And go to whatever place you've chosen, and it can be a body of water, it can be a mountain, it can be by a big tree, it can be whatever feels powerful to you, okay? I've given some examples before, you know, the Statue of Liberty, the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, there's a jillion different places that have great power or may specifically call you. And I've had a number of people that have been called to specific places once they decided to do this. When you go to bury the crystal, and this is critically important, that crystal becomes multidimensional instantly and connects into, and I'm paraphrasing from the team here, this enormous grid that's already being set in preparation for the opening of the Stargate, where everything is connecting. You will be swept up in those energies instantaneously because you're a crystal. You are crystalline. And it can feel fairly overwhelming. It can really feel very multidimensional. It can make you feel like, oh, my God, what just happened? Wendy explained she went to, I think it's called Fernwood, up in, south of Carmel. Help me.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. South of Carmel, Bob.
Big Sur.
Big Sur, yes. And she placed her, she had a specific place she knew she wanted to go. She put her crystal in and just got caught in the energies. And she knew if she didn't leave, she would be there all night long. So it took pretty much everything she had to get out of there. And she continued to feel it for quite a while. And you can feel this for a day or two. I mean, it's not that you're going to be sitting in a chair staring at the wall or anything. But you can feel pretty amazing. I've also seen some people that just blew open beautifully because of doing this. Okay. I would really recommend you only do one location a day. I'm going to tell you, you follow your own intuition. But I also want to say here, I take no responsibility if you're going to do more than one a day. Let your home be the last thing you do because you're already home. It's a wonderful place to put the last one or two crystals. Rather than putting those in the ground and then going out to do whatever or place crystals someplace else, it just makes more sense to do that last. Geez, I have notes and I don't even know what the heck I wrote. Okay, the Stargate. This is really about creating peace and love among all races and an invitation by a kindergarten race, which is really what we are, to participate together in the healing of the universe and a return to oneness. There is so much love and honor for us that we have moved to this level and this sense of reclaiming of who we are, that we actually feel powerful enough to do this and are participating not from arrogance, but from a knowing that it's part of our own personal destinies. And that is being supported co-creatively in the most magnificent ways. It's about expediting experiencing each other in a more direct way while always honoring our level of comfort with all of this. It's not like you're going to come home from work and find a house full of ETs. So,
oh, darn.
Well, if you've got the visual of them all sitting at your kitchen table, you know, having a bite to eat.
Cup of tea.
Which my ex-son-in-law, very funny story, had this rubber gray ET, and I came into my daughter's house. I was visiting from California, and I'm telling you, I jumped out of my shoes. He had it set up in a chair at the table with its hand wrapped around a glass of wine and a fork in its hand, and I'm telling you, they damn near had to peel me off the ceiling. It was very funny, though, incredibly funny. It even had the table set for it, and it was just so cute. So I have to tell you, this is a quick story, but I think it's very indicative. I was at a conference with this fellow. I'm trying to remember if we both spoke that time or not, but he and I have spoken together. It doesn't matter. And he was telling his story, and he happens to be an abductee. And he wasn't a very happy one. And he managed a board ship by the Grays now, not Archives, but by the Grays, to overcome this feeling of being frozen, which is, it takes tremendous focus to do that. And he sat up on the table, and he said, look, and he was communicating telepathically, I will do this with you, but you cannot freeze me anymore. Freeze meaning paralyzed. You cannot do it to me anymore. I refuse to participate. And they went, great, we've been waiting for you to be there.
Hmm.
And I love this story. The moral behind this, of course, is that we are this incredible race of beings. We don't know how powerful we are. And in a way, we've had to be constrained and restrained so we didn't do any damage. Not only physically, but we have access to incredible power, far more than we can imagine. We just haven't figured out how to use it for its highest level yet. Lots of people are getting there. Please, I don't mean to insinuate that anybody is not powerful or using it in the highest level. But we have that capacity. Most of the races are actually afraid to come here because we're a warlike planet. And, you know, it's kind of like, okay, are they going to shoot at us? Are they going to? So they're in many ways much more afraid of you than you are of them. Okay, also they don't want you to hurt yourself, which I think is a very interesting thing, but it's also very real. And, but I thought that was a wonderful story to share with people to kind of give you an idea of what we're really looking at here. This is not about opening up something to where we are going to, you know, be... Very simply, if they wanted to come here and eat us, they would have done it a long time ago. Okay? All right? It was never about that. For many of you are having incredible dreams right now or feeling like you're aboard ship a lot, and you are, and I can just tell you that it's like, I don't know about the rest of you, but I wake up in the morning and I really question whether or not I've had any sleep at all. How are you feeling, Veronica? You're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I haven't been sleeping much at all, though.
No, Mm-mm. Sleep has not been a real, today's the first day I've really been fried today, but I'm not sleeping a lot, but I'm getting a lot done, and I'm exercising a lot, moving a lot.
Meditate. I've been meditating a lot.
Good girl.
Instead of sleeping.
Good for you. The other thing, this Stargate is really about our choice and wanting universal peace. And we've shown that we're serious and willing to make a great commitment to it. And it's being honored in ways that you can't even imagine. And that's absolutely true. But they're having a wonderful time seeing us orchestrate this, participate in this. They're very excited. Very, very, very excited. And I don't know if I've shared this with anybody. I can tell you about day one. I can't tell you about day two. But during day one, we'll be meeting with the High Councils of Andromeda, with the Pleiades, also with the High Council of Sirius, with the Federation of Worlds. And basically pleading our case about why we want to do this. There is, this is kind of going through the chairs of permission in terms of coming before them and saying this is why. And so each one of us will, as they've laid this out for me, I've been fascinated by what we're going to experience. So day two, absolutely mind-boggling. And I've not been given permission to share that, so I won't.
So there was a lot of preparation at the last intensive for this, wasn't there?
You know, Veronica, thank you for bringing this up. What's really interesting is that the last intensive was about unhooking all the pain from Atlantis out of the collective as much as possible and over the Christ lifetime. And it's very interesting that piece had to happen before this one could. And yes, the answer to your question is yes, absolutely. And I was thinking about it tonight. Interesting that you popped in on that. Gee, you must be psychic. that in doing the music for the last intensive, I actually would start passing huge amounts of blood. It got so emotional for me. And I found it very, very interesting that this is totally, completely different. Completely different. It's like we released a huge piece of pain in the last intensive. And I celebrate all of you that were there. I mean, amazing. Absolutely amazing. So.
It was life-changing, yes.
Oh. Yes, it was. It was truly transformative on many, many levels, and I think that's why none of us could really describe it, because there was no way to really put it into words. How do you describe what really happened? Well, you could. We all knew it was something big, but we really couldn't define it, and so that really was the stepping stone to this. There is no question in my mind. I don't know about you, but I feel so much freer with all of that it's just amazing.
It is amazing. It's wonderful.
Okay. I'm going to bring in the team so they can talk about how you're a living crystal, because I really didn't want to bring on their parade about this because they have a lot to say. Oh, and Veronica, I know you'll ask questions. You always do. It's so precious. They love you. Okay. Good night, everyone. I just love you.
Good night, Jackie.
All right, we are here, and we are so excited to be with all of you tonight. And you, Veronica, dear Veronica, and Robert in the background.
Yeah. Thank you. We you.
Thank you. All right. Very exciting time going on right now, and many of you feeling so many different feelings and things moving quickly and excitedly, and your energy fields are excited as well as we look at all of you, just sparking all over the place. It's beautiful. Now, for all of you that are participating in this, in any capacity, all right, we want to say this is a very important piece. You are a living crystal. You are crystalline. Now, some of these new children coming in are more crystalline than you are. But you are crystalline. All right? Many of you have worked long and hard to become even more crystalline, more in tune, like a tuning fork, an activator, a transformer. That's what you do, Veronica. All right, now, that means everywhere you go, everything you do, you're impacting. We've talked about this and talked about this, and now those pieces are coming together for this event, and more to come, by the way. As you step more fully into your empowerment. Now, you're creating a relationship with these crystals that you place. They have been waiting for you. There is an agreement. All right? As you place these crystals, it activates you as the crystalline being that you are, more so than you've ever been. Now, what does that do? That makes you more of an activator. It makes you more than just a tuning fork. You then become a major transmitter. Because that's what crystals do. Now, any of you that study crystals know that your piezoelectric energy, a pulse like this coming off of a crystal. And your pulse. All right. Coming off of you, transmitting over your planet, transmitting out into the cosmos. As a living crystal, you're going to become more aware of thoughts and feelings. Think about this now. You know, we've talked with you before about being telepathic. Some of you are very excited to do it. Some of you are like, oh no, I don't want anybody to know what I'm thinking. That's kind of a frightening thought, that you meet a being that can read your every thought, know all about you in a moment, because it's in your energy field. Your map, your grid. Many of you have seen paintings or drawings of these kind of crystalline geometric figures all around a being. But that's who you really are, and it is. That means that each one of you also has tone and frequency. Where does that come from? You're crystalline. So you have a harmonic. And what happens when you put these crystals in the ground and they become multidimensional, activating you. It raises your harmonics. It makes you more of a transmitter, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, if you can think of all these people around your planet, transmitting much better than we can use the channel's voice for. She's not much of a singer. Lucky to hold a tune. But she has nice harmonics. So, the reason that when you place these crystals, you feel this incredible feeling is because the crystal then becomes multidimensional. Because it is a spark of consciousness expanding out, which expands you as you blend energies and frequencies. Blend energies and frequencies. Now, what does that mean to you? Many people place crystals and said, I can feel the crystal there or there. I feel this connection to the crystal. Even though some people have gone back and tried to move the crystal, decided it should be a foot either way, and it's not there. Physically, it's not there. Not all of them, but some have just transmuted fully to become multidimensional. Now, is this going to accelerate your multidimensionality? Yes! It will. But we don't want you to place the crystals doing this to get that. It's not the motivation that you want. The motivation is to participate in this wonderful event. The side benefit, the other wonderful parts of this, is that you accelerate your multidimensionality, elevating your resonance, your harmonics. Well, what does that do for me in my day-to-day world? Well, once you make the adjustments to it, it may take you a little bit. You're going to notice that things just flow. You're going to be more aware of directing your thoughts, feelings, and energies into everything you do. Oh, there's the parking place, there's the this, and I needed that, it was right there. And now, some of you are already experiencing some of these things, but it's going to be more amplified, more elegant, more beautiful. Some people have said to the channel, I can't stay in my body. Some of these are very crowded people. I'm getting pulled out 20 times a day. What's that about? One of them you know, Veronica, and you would very much say this is a grounded person, which surprised you. A channel. At any rate, so expanding, becoming more multidimensional, connecting to all of these crystals that, what? What about other crystals? Can I connect to other crystals? What you're doing here is so extraordinary that these crystals are actively participating in an event that has never happened this way before, ever in your universe. We'd go further, but that would kind of be lost in that translation. In your universe. Never this way. Never a third dimensional race going into fourth on its way to fifth, deciding to do what you're doing. with the pure motives of opening dialogue, not with the intention of come save me, but also expanding their crystalline field before they do it, which is brilliant. Because now, as you meet with these different groups and have your experiences on Sunday, which will be extraordinary, you will be experiencing in a different way, at a different level, as they will experience you that way as well. Already, you're being watched. Look at them glow. Look at what's happened. It's beautiful to us from this side to see what you're doing. Absolutely beautiful. You are taking your power. You are setting massive intentions and coming together as equals, not arrogant equals, equals. And beginning to claim your power as the person that was aboard the ship. I'll work with you together. Let's work together, but don't take me. Treat me with dignity. I'm not going to act out. Creating working relationships. They're not going to force themselves on you. We can assure you of that. They've been waiting for you to do this. And you're ahead of schedule. Very far ahead of schedule. Do you have questions, Veronica?
Well, no, there's only one thing that I've been thinking about, is that we can program the crystals and the facets of the crystals, and we're crystalline. Do we program one another? Is it like putting projections on one another as well? You know, like what's the...
All right.
Similarity.
As you program your crystal and you put the crystal in the ground, and it becomes multidimensional,
yes.
Don't those programs move into your field as well?
Yes.
And weren't they in your field, in essence, in your heart to begin with, or you wouldn't have put them into the crystal?
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So don't you integrate back and forth? And amplify what may have been in your heart to begin with, but amplify that out in a greater way, in a bigger level, so that you carry it and transmit it in a way you never did before. Just going about your daily lives. This is brilliant, people. The way that you've decided to do this. Brilliant. Exciting. Innovative. Do you understand?
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
All right. You could say, well, you told us to do this, team. No. This was co-creative. You're active participants in this. Please be clear with that. Own that. Don't give it to the negative ego. Own it. And be in joy with it. Now we're going to go a step further. Do I become energetically connected to the places that I put the crystals? Yes. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
Right.
You have now a vibrational rapport with those places.
That's, there you go. There you go. Now, when we look at you, you're creating a grid.
Sounds like it's a loud grid.
Oh, sorry. Yes, all right. You're creating a grid. And so we see you in such an expanded way. The crystals, the places you place them, as they all connect, a matrix of energy. Make sense?
Yes.
We hope that it does. Now, honoring your crystalline fields, we really do want to say that some people are really feeling prior to this whole experience that their eating habits have changed and they're being prepared. Many people are doing their chakra activations on a regular basis. They find that there are beings coming in to work with them. Many people have the stones in their chakras. Dear Wendy is experiencing different beings coming to work with her stones during her meditations. All right. She's like, a tuning fork. Each one of you is important. We want you to be clear with this. You're important, whether you can be there or not, physically at the intensive. You can connect and place the crystals. Even if you have no money, you can get a crystal at a crystal store, $3-4. It doesn't need to be big, people. Trust that what you need is going to be there when you need it. Open yourself. We did a session with someone. Oh, a few days ago. And we knew it was first session. We knew that they would be coming, and the channel was very excited. She was like, team, well, they've got to be there. I can feel it. We said, don't worry. Don't worry. And today came the email that the money came flooding in for this person to be there. Another young man, same thing. Drawn into contact the channel, but got very clearly that he was supposed to be part of this right away. We're very excited and grateful to all of you that are taking your power with this and excited and in a loving way, not dutiful, for crying out loud. Don't go do this as a duty. Do it with joy. You don't want to imprint that crystal with duty. Oh, God, I guess I'll go do my crystal.
We're going to have to end this shortly.
All right. Veronica, tell about your shows, please.
Oh, Paradigm Shifters is going to be very exciting on Tuesday night. We're meeting with Chris Griscom of the Light Institute. She's a woman who's quite the ambassador around the world for this kind of consciousness. Very lots to say. I'm so excited about it.
Oh, and wonderful.
And next Thursday, of course, at 7 o'clock is my call-in show, and people call in, and we teach meditations and energy lifting. And then there's you.
Wonderful, dear one. All right. We would love to work with you tonight, if you are willing. Now, for those of you that listen to this show at a later date, it doesn't matter that we say tonight. You listen to it a week, a year, you know, 5 years later, it's fine. We will still be there. We would like to work with you, with your crystalline matrix, and with your heart, and with your heart, to show you how much you're loved, truly loved, and honored, people, and honored. So, when you go to bed tonight, if you call us in, dear team, oh boy, I wanna experience being loved and work with my crystalline grid, my field, my matrix. I wanna shine, I wanna transmit, I wanna be a carrier of information and light and activation. We love to hear that. And it's a joy for us to come and work with you. Know that we love each and every one of you so very much. We thank you for all the work that you've done, for your huge commitment. And we know it's big, people. We do know that. Veronica, you, Robert, we love you.
You both.
You're outspreading light every day, dear one.
Oh.
And even when you sleep,
oh.
All right, all of you, even when you sleep.
That's a wonderful concept, isn't it?
Transmitting love and light all the time. You're amazing, people. You don't realize yet how amazing you are. Until we speak with all of you again in this format, our love to you people, our great love, and that comes from so many, on so many levels. Namaste, dear one.